It's City Desk. News and views from City Hall with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. And now, here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast, where we discuss the issues of the day in the City of Biloxi. We're recording this program on Thursday, May 5th at 10:42 in the morning. And it is a great honor to welcome my favorite mayor, the mayor of Biloxi, Andrew Fofo Gillich. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning to everyone. It's great to be here.
Mayor, we've got an agenda here that we're going to go over, and we're going to be done with your time, I know, no more than 10 minutes. The first thing that came to my mind was we had a great report here at the City Council meeting the other night from Oscar Renda, the contractor that's working on the much-discussed so-called North Contract, which is the area East Biloxi. The other thing that the city is looking into is body cams for our police officers. Mayor, you took a tour of Margaritaville the other day, and we're right in the middle of preservation in May, and we've got a public auction coming up this weekend. But I think the first thing that you want to talk about is we had a massive rain event.
We had about a 100-year rain event, 12 inches, I think, in about that same amount of hours. And I was out in the middle of it, 7:15, at my Chevron Station Wool Market Planning Commission meeting, and I was able to see a lot of it. But today, again, after the Wool Market Planning Commission meeting, I visited three of the businesses that got about 60 inches of water. And, the obstacles that have been, there for a long while, going back to when the different, the Shriners Boulevard was constructed. But literally, as you know, Vincent, we asked for the top 10 problem areas as a result of that Thursday after the things. And this was probably the number one, concern. From the city standpoint, we need to make some adjustments and some corrections. So we've gotten some ideas today. But again, I was in the middle of it. We drove a lot of places during that day, and it's sort of a heads up on what could come if we were faced with other challenges from Mother Nature. So,
Mayor, I know that one of the things that you did a while back, of course, you're coming up on a year in May being in office, and you've had myriad issues to deal with from day one, even before you got in office. But one of the things you did was you wanted to take a holistic approach to solving the problems in Wool Market, and I know that you commissioned an analysis of the drainage issues out there. And so how does this impact that?
Well, we're going to, ask the council to approve a engineering firm, a design firm, to look at exactly, put it from concepts to dollars. What is it going to take to provide the drainage and just the normal quality of life things from an engineering standpoint and a city standpoint we can do for this ward? And so we're going to turn that into action.
Tell me, how is it? It's something you did before you took office, and you're still doing it today. Tell people what this Wool Market Planning Commission is.
Well, it's just a group, a casual group, and they were loaded today. Usually there's about 6 or 7 people that drink a cup of coffee and some of the business people there, but about 7:15, 7:30, and it lasts about 8:30, and it was standing room only today, I can tell you. So it was fun, and our councilman, David Fayard, got there today. He didn't get out in the rain. I'm not trying to put the hammer, but I took the heat for him. But it was good. It's always fun, and there's nobody holds anything back. So you get what's on everyone's mind.
One thing that we're doing is in the police department, Mayor, they're using no tax dollars here. They're using drug forfeiture money for something I think that you thought was very important about the accountability issue.
Well, the body cam thing. It's always have something that really displays and can provide not only just the activities and the things that they have to deal with on a daily basis, but this is a little unique approach in that the body cam is integrated with the protective vest and so forth that they use. So it's one of the first of its kind, and I think the company is going to do a lot of things as far as a tremendous amount of data storage that comes with this body cam, and you have to put the hooks in the information that you store. And I mean, it's going to be an ongoing cost, and just the initial investment. But 20 years from now, you look at gigabytes of storage that is what we're facing. But it's interesting. But also part of the drug forfeiture money is I think we've purchased 16 flashing signs about the size of a speed limit sign. But what I was impressed with, Mike Smith, mayor of Waveland, I talked with him months ago about it, and I think the cool thing that I gleaned out of the situation is that it flashes and it could provide traffic counts and so forth, that and just general information about wherever we put this, and it's very portable. It's much better than these ugly, great big, trailer driven stuff. This is, even you, Vincent, could install one of these things. But the first thing, what do you do when you see something flashing at you? I don't care what it is. We can slow down. Yeah. So that's what the cool thing. It's going to tell you how you go. And we may even make it a big flash to say, hey, we got you. Mine's not my intention, just to get your attention and provide information. If I could station 16 officers in strategic places, when we hear about, hey, I've had a speeding problem for whatever, this will take it will get everyone's attention, I can promise you. So I'm excited about that.
I have found you to be a very analytical and data-driven mayor. Is that accurate?
Well, you've got to be. In business, you got to be. You got to understand what your product is, how you market it best, and how do you measure your efforts to do this. I've learned, again, in some of the mayoral things, we were conferences and so forth, that how we're measured just generally as a MSA, a statistical area, and it's about 300,000. It's based on the United States is chopped up, and so in any big business comes in, they look at the MSA and look at parameters that are either favorable, neutral, or unfavorable. So a big bank or a big corporation, these are, proprietary kinds of gathered information. But at least the categories, what I want to craft my efforts is to make sure that we measure our projects and success on those parameters that everybody else in the country is looking at. So, again, favorable, unfavorable, or neutral, and again, like in business, it's easy in business. If you're meeting the CEO or the decision maker, and what drives business? Bottom line. What adds to the bottom line? Either increase my revenues, reduce my expenditures, or manage my assets. Those are the parameters. That's easy. But these other things, as far as development and quality of life, these are real life business parameters that everyone looks at. I don't care whether you're Toyota or whoever, or Popeye's Fried Chicken. These are the parameters we've got to craft our efforts to meet, either, to move from unfavorable even to neutral. That's progress, right? Mm-hmm. Or from neutral to favorable.
Just for our listeners, Mayor, let's remind them again, how many years you have been in business and a businessman?
Well, since 1968, I can't do the arithmetic, I don't know, but 1983 is when my company, Gulf South Analytical Services, was formed. And then we've, developed a couple of companies, Computer Assisted Food Service, Schoolink Technologies, and Heartland Systems. So that's, we've done various things in a number of states. So
your thing was using computer or data.
Data.
Data. Now, Mayor, okay, let's shift gears here for a minute. You took a tour the other day of something that's going to really maybe move our needle to a favorable.
No question. And I visited, for 12 months I took off 2 days and went on with my kids to Orange Beach and some of the water experience for just a few days, although you bothered me almost every hour on the hour while I took off. But, summertime after the kids were out of school, went to enjoyed a water experience. But this thing, it will be second to none. This will be a destination, I can promise you that.
Tell people what we're talking about.
This is the Margaritaville, and the indoor gaming experience with not gaming. I'm talking about literally games for kids and for families. Rock 48-foot rock climbing wall. The hotel is first class with the whole experience. I'm telling you, we will compete with Orange Beach and Gulf Shores and Destin and so forth with this thing. It will be a destination.
Okay, I didn't go on the tour, but from what I understand, we're talking about 6 bowling lanes. We're talking about a lazy river. We're talking about it's mainly a convention. Would you call it a family-oriented convention center?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a destination. You know, again, with visiting Orange Beach through their tollway off of I-10, that's another thing we'll talk about. But this is just another reason to be able to gracefully get to these places. But this is a first of I think it's great, and it is world class. I think.
Are they going to retain the same name, or are they going to change it?
Yeah. I think they're Margaritaville.
Jimmy Buffett brand back. Okay, Mayor, now we've got a big auction coming up this weekend. On Friday, people can go out to the Biloxi Impound Yard. That is on Pops Ferry Road, essentially under the water tank that's behind the Cedar Pops Shopping Center. And we've got over 500 things there that are either surplus city property or seized city property or stuff that was never claimed. It will be up for public auction. It is an absolute auction. Everything must go. The thing that we want to tell people is it's $10 to get in on Saturday. No one under 18 will be allowed for liability purposes. But even if you don't buy anything, Nick Clark is going to be one heck of a guy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed his New Year's Eve celebration. No, maybe that's Dick Clark. Excuse me. Not Nick.
The auctioneer.
Nick Clark. But let me say this, too. For the old-timers like me, the site is actually Des Sports Chicken Pit.
This is off of Pops Ferry Road. It's where the Biloxi Public Safety Communications Office is. Mayor, last thing that I wanted to ask you about was something you've been dealing with. You had MGM Park when you first came in. Then you had the BP oil spill settlement. Then you went into the Gulf Coast fiber optic ring. You've had one thing after another that you've been working on. But the entire time, you're driving the same streets as everybody else is, and you're actually making some progress on with Oscar Render and our contractor. And there are myriad issues with this North contract that it started before you even got office, but you've inherited this. Where are we today?
Right. Well, it started with the contract and some of the things that are within the contract and the means and methods and so forth. I'm learning more legal terms than I really want to know. But, I mean, you do. But just by trying to, you know, address the conditions and the conditions that our citizens drive on. But I think we made some progress. I literally yesterday afternoon I talked with the owner, Rudy Rendo, about, you know, how things went at the council, and I thought it went really, you know, positive, and we were, pleased that, you know, the ability to get, you know, segment by segment, what you'll be doing, when you'll be doing it, so we can do the things we need to do. The council has given us $600,000, and we've spent about half of it to put some temporary asphalt to relieve the, you know, the potholes and the conditions that everyone. And it's not Ward 1 and 2. It's everyone. I mean, it will address that. We're just trying to use, again, data to figure out what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, and how long the bang for the buck we'll get out of that.
If you're on the city's website, which I know you are, go to the bottom right over there where it says Restore Biloxi. Click on that, and there's a map that shows you the overall project, and then there's an update map that shows you where we are in East Biloxi. The mayor wanted it by neighborhood, just so happens that's how it was done. And then the other thing is it shows you the overall progress. Preservation in May is coming up. We've got something every Thursday. And one last thing, Mayor, when we close, you got into a conversation with Rip Daniels the other day, and there's going to be something coming up in August. Well, there's something about James Brown. We're going to close on that.
Yeah, well, that was cool. And Rip, knew a little bit about my experience with music and keyboards and playing a little rock and roll band. But there was a question that he posed across his, you know, his audience, you know, multiple state audience, and he said, "You know that the King, Godfather of Soul, James Brown, performed in Biloxi. And does anybody know what year it was?" And I said, I know, but because I was there, okay. And he had indicated, before it really got live, and talked about, I think it was actually moved from the stadium to Nichols High School, the gymnasium. But anyway, I corrected him. I said, I was there. I can tell you, I've seen, you know, six foot by about 40 foot dance floor that the Flames and James Brown, and at one end of it was a Hammond B3 organ, B3 keyboard, and the other side, was Maceo and all the saxophone players and the trumpets and, you know, all the brass and it was a great event, and it was August of 1966. Just the story in itself is how he got there and in the promotion and where it had to be is a great Biloxi story. And some of the things that, you know, this was the days when, you know, civil rights and so forth were hot, but it just didn't matter. It didn't even appear, you know, for me, because I walked to the stadium from, for that event. I was there in 1966, and so it's a cool thing. We're going to celebrate, the 50th anniversary of it, August, I think, 4th at the Savonian Lodge, and we're going to have one, I think, of the original band members there, as well as just a good review, a good R&B review. But, you know, James Brown is like, anyone that has been performed. You know, everybody's trying to replicate that energy, and I love it. But I did, and Rip didn't know this, but I had 2 33 1/3 albums, just purely instrumental. This is James Brown and his band, and one of them was called Grits and Soul, and the other one is Yesterday and Today. And if you like music, I'm not good, but I like to listen to it. But anyway, I have no way to play these things. So I said, these albums are, you know, big disc, you know, wax disc. So anyway, I said, the deal is, Rip, I'm going to get you these two albums, and you're going to record it for me so I can play it. And, you know, and he said, that'll be the deal. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
That's cool.
Mayor, I want to thank you for, what was the name of your band?
The Chantels.
Okay. Mayor Fofo Gilich, I want to thank you for joining us here today. If anyone has any question or comment for our mayor, you can email him at mayor, M-A-Y-O-R, at biloxi.ms.us. This is a man, William, who is not afraid to talk about anything involving Biloxi. Mayor, any final words or we're done?
No, we're not done. This is the beginning of the day. We're not done. We just started. That's right. This is my third meeting today. Okay, I went from Chevron Station, the Wool Market Planning Commission, and toured the flood area. And then I went to Southern Building Trades Conference and Convention. And this one right here, now we've got the Day of Prayer, and I'm not sure what else is on the deal. So anyway, today's just begun, really.
Thank you, Mayor Fofo. Appreciate it anytime you come on our program. Mm-hmm. You are listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, live with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.